Sins and Needles by Monica Ferris, narrated by Connie Crawford. Chapter 1. It was mid-June, and the sun was at its northernmost position in the sky. Its beams filled the big front window of Betsy Devonshire's needlework shop, Cruel World, drowning the careful effects of the lighting inside, especially near the front. Betsy was sitting behind the checkout desk, shielding her eyes from the glare with one hand, while going down a list of customers signed up for a knitting class. Most were beginners who had knitted all the simple scarves in exotic yarns they could possibly use, and wanted something more challenging. So Betsy had hired Rosemary Kosel to teach her famous beginning sweater class, and her store manager, Godwin, to teach the fine art of knitting socks. Rosemary's class, already full, was to begin the last Thursday of next month, but Godwin's was starting in a few days, and he needed another student to make the class pay for itself. Instructors were worthy of their hire, but Betsy could not afford to pay for instructors out of shop profits. Godwin was charging $45 for 3 90-minute sessions. In that time, quick students would have one sock finished, and everyone else would know how to finish it. Betsy checked the mail to see if there was another registration. There was, but it was for Rosemary's class. She sighed and went over the list of both classes to see that she had the mailing address, phone number, and email address of each student. Well, Mrs. Shipman had no email address. She wouldn't even have a computer in her house. Betsy was about to put the stack into her desk drawer when the door chimed. She looked up to see who was coming in. With the strong sun behind her, the woman was barely more than a...